the Brooklyn March drew people from throughout the tri-state area. Katie Begg is a recent Harvard graduate. She carried with her a poster memorializing a family friend killed at the school shooting at Sandy Hook a decade ago. She says government inaction has made these killings so commonplace that they almost seem normalized.
You know, nothing's being done. I think that's the tough part is, you know, I remember when I was a freshman at Harvard and I was doing my economics homework and I turned over my phone and saw that there was a shooting in Sandy Hook. I remember my stomach dropping and just feeling like this was, you know, the end of the world. And we've become so desensitized to it that now we get these notifications on our phone and that same feeling doesn't happen because it's so prevalent. And now at the almost decade anniversary of Sandy Hook, having the same thing happen again in Texas is just, it's tragic.
Katie nearly broke down describing the dreams and aspirations of the young girl named Grace. She believes common sense gun reform hasn't happened in America because of how Republican leaders and the National Rifle Association, or NRA, brand gun control as an us versus them issue. Scott Pappalardo is a self-proclaimed gun owner for gun control. He also put the blame for the epidemic of gun violence on the NRA and far-right politicians. He says people like him are underrepresented in politics.
We're being represented by a small minority of extreme views as gun ownership. And there's plenty of room for practical gun laws, between red flag laws, background checks, safe storage, raising the age limit. That does not infringe on someone's right to, if you raise the age limit for an assault weapon, they still can buy a shotgun. So that doesn't infringe on their right to bear arms. And there's a lot of people like me that we're tired of the NRA being our voice. So we're going to speak up and we're going to get gun laws passed. And if our representatives don't want to support it, then we'll just vote them out.
Pappalardo went viral on Facebook in 2018 after he destroyed his AR-15 assault rifle on video following the mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida. On Saturday, he set up two large memorials for the victims of the Buffalo and Uvalde shootings. The March for Our Lives in New York started in downtown Brooklyn before crossing the Brooklyn Bridge into Manhattan. A small group of pro-gun counter-protesters shouted down from the catwalk, defending the Second Amendment and calling the demonstrators sheep. Marie is originally from Ireland. She says contemporary gun control policy is ill-advised and unconstitutional.
You asked what we could do, what could be done. Get the criminals off the street, keep them in jail, they keep letting them out. No offense, let them out. If they locked up all the people, the criminals that's doing the killings and the harm and the mentally ill people, God bless them. But try and take guns away from law-abiding citizens is against the Constitution, and I will never, ever be down for that, right. Never. And this thing of taking a little bit and a little bit, no, I'm not down for that either, because it keeps going and going and going. But we need this and this and this, and then they have everything, and we're sitting ducks waiting for the government to come in and rule us, like Canada, like Australia, New Zealand, China, you name it. We have no rights.
Within the next several days, the Supreme Court will make a decision on New York State gun control law. They are expected to rule in favor of expanding access to concealed carry permits. Meanwhile, in the Senate, a bipartisan package of legislation is making the rounds. It includes enhanced background checks for those younger than 21 and funding for state-by-state red flag laws. I'm Sam Canfield, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.